Industry Perspectives podcast, presented by SingleOps, a podcast for green industry professionals looking for best practices, tactics, and tips. This is bonus content from Sync Live 2024. Welcome back to Green Industry Perspectives, bonus content presented by SingleOps. I'm still Jay Worth, and I'm here with Matthew Green, Matthew, formerly of Green's Lawn Care and Property Services, now recently rebranded as Green Duck Lawn, or excuse me, Blue Duck Lawn Care.
Yeah.
Wow, I just goofed that. Blue Duck, after we had a whole conversation about it. Blue Duck Lawn Care, which I think is actually
pretty cool. Not that memorable, huh?
No, I think it's pretty cool. So, Matthew, we're asking industry experts the same two questions. First, what's one thing green industry professionals need to do in 2024 to get ahead? And secondly, what's something they need to either avoid doing or stop doing so that they're out of the way and the business can grow?
Yeah, so let's jump into the first one. I think rebrand your whole company. No, I'm just kidding. That's not always a great idea and very painful sometimes. But no, so my answer is going to be focused to some of the smaller companies, probably sub $1 million. And That's create your first budget. Like, that's one thing that I'm going to be talking about at Synced this year is, part of financial struggles, like especially when you're under $1 million and you're starting to build this business and you have a couple team members underneath you.
Yeah.
You have a massive responsibility to people.
Yep.
Like, you're taking care of not only them, but you're also taking care of their kids. Yep. And you're responsible to put food on their table. And if you've never created a budget, I would find somebody to help you out. And most landscape business owners that I've talked to, they say they have a budget, but they have no idea what a budget is. They don't know how to build it. They don't, they make it and they put it in a drawer to die.
Yeah.
And they never use it.
Yeah.
And so then they wake up one day and they wonder why they have no money in their bank account.
Yeah.
And they're wondering, how am I going to get through the wintertime?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then it starts causing all these
snowballing
stress
and anxiety.
So, for the first time, sit down and really create a budget, like a true budget.
Well, and I think that's a good tip, even for businesses that maybe have it. Maybe you've just like copied and pasted and added 3% to, you know, whatever your growth target was from the year before. Like, sit down and really take a hard look at it, right?
Yeah.
Like, make sure it's on point.
I was listening to a podcast by the great Frank Mariani. I mean, he runs a fantastic business, and I think they were...
He should be on an upcoming episode, by the way. Make sure you listen.
I think he, at this time of this podcast, he was like at $45 million, and they create a budget every year, and he was like, why do we create this budget, put it in a drawer, and never look at it again?
Yep.
You know? And I was like, holy moly, like, you have this fantastic company, what we think is from the outside, and it is. But, you know, even sometimes you get lost in your own ways.
Yeah.
And you keep going. So it's like, man, make that your four focus.
I love it. All right, what's something they need to do? How do they get out of the way so that they're, you know, an owner, a CEO, a manager is not like the barrier to growth? What's something they need to stop doing or avoid doing?
So I'm going to say something that's fairly unique in that entrepreneurs inherently are very tough to work for. And if you hire people, one question you should ask them is, have they ever worked for a founder before? Because we're all scatterbrained. We have so many ideas. And people get frustrated because they do not understand how to work with us.
Yeah.
And they don't understand that we're going to go from one side to this side to that side to this side. And we're going to try something. And maybe it's not going the way that we really want it to. So we're just going to scrap it and try something else. Like, that's how we work. That's how we function.
Right.
We're risk takers. We're all these things. And so those people that you have around us, you know, everybody talks about delegating, and that's wonderful. And I wholeheartedly support delegating. But let's create a document for those people who are not entrepreneurs, they're not scatterbrained. You know, when you give them a directive to go do this, and they start working on it, and 2 weeks later you say, you know what, Jay, we're not doing that anymore. Throw that away. We're doing something else.
Right.
That really frustrates people a lot.
It does, indeed.
So let's create a document to tell people how to work, how they can work with us.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how do we like to communicate? Because sometimes I'll spend 5 minutes with you and talk with you, and sometimes I'm just very direct.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to be an asshole.
Yeah.
I just don't have time to sit there and explain why this is not a good idea. I'm just going to say, no, we're not doing that. I'm going on to something else.
Yeah.
And from an employee standpoint, they're like, dang, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
Like, but they just have to understand that sometimes that's just how it is.
Yeah.
And we're running in a million directions. And they need to know that's how we operate. So if you make a document, a living document that you can hand to the people that you work with and say, this is how I work. This is how I operate. This is how you can get in touch with me. Don't keep calling me because I'm not answering my phone.
Yeah.
Like I put it on silent, I turn it over. If you want to get a hold of me, here's the other better ways to get a hold of me.
Yeah,
you know, like if you make that, it's going to make your relationship with all the people that you work with 10 times better.
Well, and I agree with you. I think that like there should be an understanding, but I'm going to push back a little bit here because if you know that as the owner and you need to keep your good people, how much of that onus is on you to like be really like really examine what you're going to do before you send somebody running in a direction, right? Like how much of that response, and this is a question, I'm not saying you're wrong, but like at what point is your responsibility as the owner to like carefully consider the projects you're going to delegate before you delegate them?
Oh, I think it's...
Do you know what I'm saying? Because then if you delegate it in 2 weeks later, that person is going to be pissed off because they put 2 weeks of work into something that's not coming to fruition.
But I'm going to push back on you.
Do it. Let's do it.
So I 100% agree with that. And you should consider those things. But sometimes you put them into place and they just are not going the way that you expect. We launched...
That's true. That's
we launched dryer vent cleaning. We all thought it was going to be a great idea. We get into it 2 weeks and it was horrible. We scrapped the whole thing.
Yeah.
I told our website team to take it all off the website.
Yeah, yeah.
We're done. Like we bought all this... like. And we thought this was going to be a great idea. It turned out to be a horrible idea for us.
Yeah.
But I think that goes back to, are you hiring the right people?
Agreed.
You should hire the people who have the same vision as you, the same core values, and they know how to work with a founder.
Come on.
And if you hire those people, you hire them the right way the first time, and you set the expectations of this is how we are.
Mm-hmm.
We're a very entrepreneurial-focused startup, and we're running fast. There's going to be a lot of hurdles.
Yeah.
And there's going to be a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you find that person that wants to run with you, then it's awesome.
Yeah.
But if you're just hiring somebody just because, oh, maybe they can do this, you know, you're going to butt heads all the time.
Yeah.
So you need to find that running mate.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Great insights today. Matt, thank you so much for making the time to give us a little bit of bonus.
Yeah, absolutely.